Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, another Friday, which means that this definitely is another week of Blog Talk Radio. And of course, I am LeVar, and joining me as always on this ride of Blog Talk Radio is my lovely, lovely co-host, Lola. Lola, what's going on?
Nothing much. I was just dancing to our opening theme.
Well, hopefully if we've got enough time here at the... And we'll play it a little bit longer. You know, I had, you know, when we first started the show, I had so many different ideas for the theme, but I think that one's a little jazzy. I think we'll keep with that one for a little bit.
I think so. I think we should. Yes. Hello to everybody that's listening in.
I know. We want to thank everybody for listening in and also for joining us on our Facebook site at News and Talk Network Blog Talk Radio. You can always join us there. Of course, we'll update whatever we're going to be talking about throughout the week. Look for that to expand soon. And also, at the end of the show, Lola and I will be announcing big plans for this show. But, of course, I want to get into some of the top stories this week. And, of course, rocking off things, you know, Lola, when we talk about sometimes with rappers, if they have issues with other rappers, we sometimes say they have beef. But sometime this week, I don't know, for some odd reason, comedians had beef with people. And there was no other big beef that was out there than the story about Chelsea Handler and Angelina Jolie.
Yes, this was a big story. A comedian's on tap. I think you coined it.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure for those who have been, who if you haven't been hiding under a rock, Chelsea, in a show, had talked about Angelina Jolie, called her some words that I will choose not to use on this airway, but it wasn't in the kindest sense. And also in a later interview, a subsequent interview that she did for Glamour magazine, basically came out and said she's not a fan of Angelina. She thought that she wasn't a sincere woman, a woman that you definitely want to avoid. But you kind of have to take this with a grain of salt because Chelsea Handler happens to be good friends with Jennifer Aniston. And, of course, we all know the huge triangle with Jennifer, Angelina, and Brad Pitt.
Uh-huh.
That's my question, you know, to you on this day, Lola. You know, is Chelsea in some ways begging for attention? You know, and then it, I guess, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, Angelina is taking the high road. She's got a new movie out this week, The Tourist.
Yes, The Tourist.
And she's been on a lot of talk shows, has not once talked about Chelsea Handler, and, you know, will probably not, and she's taking the high road. Respond, and basically in the end, who wins out of this?
Well, you know, I think, like, the timing of it's kind of funny because unless, like you pointed out, unless you were living under a rock, Chelsea just came back from vacationing with Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of wonder almost, do you wonder if maybe Jennifer Aniston is kind of like said, okay, this is what I think. You know, I can't say these things, but kind of work them into your shtick, you know?
Well,
I'm sure Jennifer's not exactly, you know, I'm sure she's not calling up Chelsea's and saying, oh, my God, what did you do? You can't say that. I think, if anything, she's probably smiling.
Probably smiling, but do you think, though, for Jen, and I know there's also been rumors, too, that Jen was kind of been telling Chelsea to kind of, like, you know, slow down on that and that's in the past and she wants to move on from that because I'm pretty sure sometime down the line, If Jen's sitting in front of an interview, the first question's going to come up is, well, what do you think about your friend Chelsea talking about Angelina? And then she's got to start to answer all that stuff all over again. So, I don't, you know, to me, you know, I respect what Chelsea Handler has to do as a comedian, but I watched that tape last night, Lola, and I would tell you,
yes.
You know, it was kind of like, it's like, it was like high schoolish, you know?
Oh, I know.
Story that
yeah,
was
I
in it.
I'd watched it, too, on YouTube. Somebody had posted it up. And, you know, she was kind of belligerent. I think she first was attacking a fan that actually came to see her. And then she goes into the whole Angelina tirade.
Yeah, and then on top of that, she talked about her kids. And I think, you know, even then, if you're a comedian, it's kind of like below the belt. You leave the kids out of that. If you're going to attack somebody, it was Angelina, you know, I guess if you want to say it, it stole Brad away. But, you know, start talking about the kids. You know, it kind of made the whole thing go from a poke or, you know, a cat fight to then just cheap, you know.
Well,
and
you
I
know,
think
I think the thing that I think no one's really kind of discussing it, you know, it's almost like a take from Jerry Springer. I mean, everybody's mad at Angelina because, I mean, God forbid, the woman put a gun to Brad's head and she just made him make a choice. And we all know that that's not what happened. Obviously, there was something wrong with his relationship, and him and Angelina hooked up. You know, nobody forced him to do anything. And I kind of laugh because everybody keeps saying Angelina this and Angelina that, but I don't really see too many people saying, you know, Brad, what was wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, Brad gets unscathed out of this whole thing, and
he's
standing
smiling like guys on Jerry Springer watching these two women, you know, hash it out. And I just kind of have to laugh, you know, that everybody kind of gets done. Selena, but, you know, Brad has a choice, too. I mean, he wasn't completely innocent either.
So I guess really quick here, Lola, I guess, too, also. So should Angelina respond? And basically, who's coming out looking better? Is it Chelsea or is it Angelina?
I don't think it's worth responding. I mean, it's Chelsea. Obviously, the whole 50 Cent thing didn't work. And now she's got to bark up another, you know, she's got to come up with something. And this one, she really is getting a lot of attention. And she's probably going to ride it for a while. And then eventually she's going to have to find another routine.
Yeah. And she said in quote, she's always been making fun of Angelina ever since, you know, she kissed her brother at the Academy Awards, which to me, it's kind of like, you know, now comedians trying to bring back Clinton jokes and Bill Clinton jokes. It's old, you know.
Exactly. It is.
How many times can you beat on a dead horse? And I was just like, okay, if you're making fun of her, make fun of her for something that she did recently, not for something old. Because if you want to go back and make fun of somebody for doing something old, I'm pretty sure Angelina could just as well talk about Chelsea's career or about any movies or pictures that she's done. But she hasn't, and she's come out kind of taking the high road on it. And I guess, you know, I kind of – and plus Angelina doesn't have time for people like Chelsea Handler anyway, so.
Oh, heck no. I mean, you know, Chelsea's like a D-list celebrity. I mean, seriously, she is.
Yeah.
And she's got bigger fish to fry than some, you know, bitter comedian.
Speaking of fish to fry, and, you know – to admit that last night, after reading through this story and reading through some of the other things, and going on our thing of comedians on the rampage, it seems that Bristol Kalen,
yeah, another victim.
Shortly after Dancing with the Stars, has come on the attack from Kathy Griffin and Margaret Cho, and it started earlier with Margaret Cho saying that she had heard from people. Numerous sources and numerous close friends that the only reason that Bristol did Dancing with the Stars was because her mom thought that she caused her the 2008 election and that, you know, she kind of forced her to do it. And then on top of that, this past weekend on the VH1 Divas Salute to Troops, Kathy Griffin had gone off on Bristol and had, you know, made fun of her weight.
What weight? Even talking about?
Well, there was things that, you know, in terms of Bristol, a lot of people said that, you know, normally when you do Dancing with the Stars, you lose weight. And for Bristol, she said that she had called it a white precious. Now, I totally disagree. I think Bristol looks great, you know.
I think
and
she
I don't
does,
know,
too.
I don't know why the big backlash. Now, you know, you may not agree with her mom's politics or policies, but
I think that's,
you know,
what it is.
And you may not agree with, you know, the things that Bristol, or the way that she's kind of handled the whole thing with the baby, and you think that she's probably capitalizing it money-wise. Well, there's others that are out there. But I was going to come to Bristol's defense before I read what she had posted on her Facebook page. And while Kathy wrong to do it, and while they were wrong to come out and talk about things that they probably didn't really know that much about, but apparently, and I read last night that Bristol had put basically close to an essay on Facebook in defense of this. In the middle of that whole thing, then she starts talking politics and talking about left government and how the president was wrong for the country and how, you know, she told Margaret Cho that she would embrace her faster than Katie Lang at an Indigo Girls concert.
I really thought that was clever.
Good up until that point. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, Bristol, you know, I know she's young, but I'm going to say, Bristol, you know, while they were willing to do it, nobody really wanted to see you come out and talk 5 minutes about politics, policies, and mom. This is more or less about you. And if you were going to do it, I'd almost rather you would say, hey, you know, they're wrong on it, and I think I look great. If she had said that, I could stand by this week. But the fact that she came out on Facebook and had a ton of other things to add in and basically almost like free ads for her mom and her policies, that's where I kind of was like, well, it was good, but I was like, yeah, you could have left that out.
I agree. I think Bristol was probably pushed into a corner, you know, in some ways. I mean, obviously she had to come up swinging. I agree. You know, I mean, oh, God. You know, she probably shouldn't even go into politics because that's really a touchy subject itself. I mean, that's just something you kind of, you know, it's like religion. You kind of just keep it to yourself.
Do you think, though, that it's unfair for the media to jump on Bristol Palin, or does she, as a now celeb, have to take the brunt of whatever the word I'm looking for, I guess, is criticism that is to be expected as a celebrity?
Well, I think she is unfairly crucified because of her mom. I do think that. I do think Bristol, I know a lot of people don't like Sarah Palin, and I think they're now just kind of going to the next thing, you know. I don't think Bristol has a weight problem. I mean, this white precious and making fun of her. I mean, good God, you think the girl was 700 pounds. She's probably, roughly maybe 130, you know, tops, maybe a little bit more. Who knows? But it's still under, you know, it's still under 200 pounds.
I was going to say, Kathy Griffin really, you know, while, you know, like I said, I respect her career. She really wasn't one to talk, because after she posed in that bathing suit, I can tell you as a guy, that's, you know, that Six Flags commercial where he's like, Six Flags, and I would say that was probably one. But, I think Bristol looks great, and, you know, more power to her. But, yeah, I was going to say, it was kind of like one of those things where I'm glad Bristol responded and she shoved back, but really not a place, I think, in terms of politics, because that wasn't what they were talking about. It was more or less like an attack. You know, you, and this really wasn't anything for you to, it's kind of almost like, you know, the whole thing with her and her sister and the war on Facebook that they had with another young gentleman. And I was just, you know, it was kind of like, glad you defended yourself, but then you defended yourself a little bit too much. You know, it's kind of like the time and a place for some things to be said. But,
well,
you know,
I think the thing is, too, they're also young. Yeah, I mean, you almost got to cut them some slack. I mean, they're young. You know, I guess they're doing what they're doing for their age group. You know, I mean, they're, you know, they're in their teens, going in, well, Bristol's going into, I think, her 20s. But, I mean, they're young, and I don't know. I think maybe they should be an excuse for their age. And like I said, Bristol, I mean, she's not fat. I don't think she is. I don't think there's a guy that would turn her down and say it's because of her weight.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Now, Kathy, you know what? Kathy and Margaret Cho, they come across as some bitter, older women. They do. You know, they got this young filly and the Dancing with the Stars, and their time has passed. And I just feel like they are coming across as kind of bitter. And You know, she's a young girl, accept it, move on, let it go.
And, of course, we'll move on from that one. And speaking of someone whose time has now passed, I'm talking about Kim Kardashian's boyfriend last week, because it seems in between the time we talked last week to now, Kim Kardashian has now moved on. And Kim Kardashian, of course, dating Halle Berry's ex, and now Kim Kardashian is supposedly dating Chris Humphries from the New Jersey Nets.
That's
span
right.
Of a week, let alone the span of, like, I think a year or 2 years, I think we've seen about four or five people. Funny thing, Lola, for somebody that said that they want to spend their 30th year as single, she sure hasn't been. And I guess at this point, you know, there's been a lot of rumors as to what ended her current relationship, and some people are saying that Halle Berry kind of threw a, you know, a monkey wrench into that one. But if you're going to be single, why not stay single? But I guess, you know, I understand. I mean, heck, I'd say, hey, I want to stay single, but, I mean, you'll see me probably around a lot of women. But, I mean, you know, I mean, if I want to stay single, wouldn't you think that she would stay single? And why is Kim having such issues, I think, in terms of, you know, trying to find somebody?
Well, you know, I think that she really doesn't want to be single. I think, really, truthfully, I think that's a PR move. And I think they're just trying to get her to a certain demographic almost. I don't think she wants to be single. I mean, she's really always been in a relationship. I mean, really, when you think about it, Kim has never really been technically single. She's always had somebody. And I think she's a relationship type of person. And I think whoever's trying to market her or image her or whatever, I think they tried to pull the single thing. It's not working. She needs somebody. You know, I think she's one of those people. She definitely needs, she's defined by a man in a sense. I mean, she feels validated being in a relationship. I don't think she likes being single because, well, Khloe's married. Kourtney is almost married, but she's got a child and she's got, you know, her fiance, I guess. The only ones that are single are the two younger girls. And I think even Rob Kardashian, I don't even know if he's single. But I think, you know, I think even her mom, Kris Jenner, when she divorced Robert Kardashian, she went right into a relationship with Bruce Jenner. So I just think that's just part of her.
Yeah.
I think she has to be with somebody. And I don't think, you know, I think all these people, she's just kind of mending through and seeing what works and what doesn't. I'm sure this probably won't last in about another month or two, and she'll probably be on to somebody else. I know she claims she's done with guys in sports, but, hey, you know, we kind of know that's not true either.
Well, I'm gonna use the words of MSNBC's Chris Matthews when I say, when she says that she's done with guys in sports. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, it's, like I said, more power to you, Kim. I guess, you know, the media, you know, they talk about it. All I got to say is put a number.
Here's my number.
Be here. So, but moving on to some people a little bit younger than Kim, and we're talking about maybe the young ladies on MTV's Teen Mom. And I'm one of those people, I'll admit readily, I have not watched the show.
I've seen the first season.
Yeah, and I don't think that, you know, and I knew then when they were doing this or the preference for the show that it was going to lead to this, and it does not surprise me. But now there are network executives this week, Lola, that are saying, or industry insiders that are reporting, that young girls literally are getting pregnant just to be on this show, which to me is a sad state of affairs if you're looking to get pregnant just to maybe be a reality star for like a couple of minutes. Because I can tell you right now, I don't think most of these girls will be known within the next 10 years unless somebody does a Playboy spread or a movie that leaks through Vivid. And, you know, wish the best for them in their situation. But, you know, is it disturbing? And I guess my question to you on this would be, should MTV end the show or should they switch formats as to where someone's not covered as much, that way not really getting, I guess, that 15 minutes of fame? And are you shocked at the development of teens looking to be pregnant and to get on TV?
Well, you know, my feeling is I think the first thing, when I watched the first season, I haven't watched it since, but it was about bad choices, you know. And the first season was supposed to show you a rough look at life, say if you were to go out and get pregnant at 16, and this is kind of what you're stuck with, you know, you're living at home, you're dropping out of school, you're missing out your friends, the guy generally dumps you, he's 16, there's no way of taking care of your kids, and it was supposed to show you like a rough cut of, you know, what poor decision choices you make, this is your what happens. And somehow, mm-hmm. between that first season up until now, something got blurred along the way. What I get mad at is magazines like Us Weekly and OK that put these teen moms on the cover. And I think now it's glamorizing it. And it definitely is impressionable. I think it's very impressionable to somebody that comes from a very chaotic background, and they see this, and for some reason it strikes some sort of connection, and it definitely sends the wrong message.
Yeah, it's just, it's something that, you know, I think it's really disturbing, you know, when teen moms, you know, it's a situation in itself already that, you know, these people are too young to be mothers, and, you know, that to think that that will lead to reality, you know, stardom, you know, it's a very disturbing mindset, I think, you know, when you get to that and young lady looking to just to be pregnant off of that.
Definitely.
And I guess, and we've got less than 10 minutes, but I just want to get through one other quick story. Last night, Oprah Winfrey was on a Barbara Walters special, and
yeah.
She actually did try when the subject came up about her friend Gayle King. We talked about this in the past, you know, and I don't know why rumors are always spread back and forth like this. I guess I just want to get your comments real quick. You know, are the rumors believable? And, you know, I guess really, I don't know. To me, the rumors of the relationship between those two, I think it's just that. It's a friendship. You know, I don't think, you know, in all reality, and you could see it in Oprah's, you know, tears in her, you know, in her interview, you know, how upset she is about it. And, seems, you know, people who want to get pub or write books or say whatever that they want. You know, I was like, you know, that's what happens between, you know, whether it's two females or two males. I mean, they've known each other going back almost 40 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What would you expect in terms of, you know, a friendship? But, I don't know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I don't know why, you know, even in some places celebs still have to explain things even after they've said it the first time or the second time or the third time. If they said it, you know, I know some celebs do lie, but Paris Hilton, but, I don't know. But we're running quick on time. I want to real quick, I did say this week on the website that I was going to do my epic fail of the week. I told Lola, change of heart about this, but it's still an epic fail in my mind because, as most of you know, some of the celebrities went dead on Twitter this week to raise money for the AIDS charity Keep a Child Alive. And after they had some issues as to where they weren't raising what they thought they were going to raise, and at the last minute it took a billionaire to kind of bail them out.
Come in and save them.
Yeah, and the thing is that even people, stars like Usher, were supposed to take part, but he tweeted several times over the weekend, including a birthday message to a producer, and the first tweets back after they got, saved.
Alive.
Yeah, was about shopping at Best Buy, Chloe, or, you know, about shopping online at somewhere, Courtney. And to that, I would say, while that is a gallant thing that you did, you know, for raising, you know, money for the AIDS charity, an epic fail, you know, on each of you for looking to get back just to make some money. And to that, Lola, I actually have a sound effect this week for those people who did that.
Oh, perfect.
What I can say is this.
I love that.
So to them, that's an epic fail. But we've got about 5 minutes, so we're going to start rapid fire right now. And Lola, first question to you. Christina Aguilera's stylist's phone was hacked this week, and some pics leaked onto the net. Your thoughts?
I'm thinking that she probably leaked them herself. Christina has been looking a little heavy, and people are speculating she's pregnant. I think she just kind of wanted to shut people off and say, look, this is, I look good. You know, that's my thoughts.
Gotta love it.
My
gotta
question to you is going to be, Kate Gosselin will be on an upcoming episode of Sarah Palin's show, and supposedly, according to reports, the two did not exactly hit it off. You know, there was a conflict of personalities. Are you kind of surprised by that?
No, and you know what? The thing is that I would not be surprised if Sarah Palin runs on a ticket with, I'm just saying, if Kate and Sarah, but then again, I don't think that's the only way that's going to happen is if they run on a ticket through the same airplane line. But I see it online. My question to you, bikini pics of a young Nicki Minaj were posted on Media Takeout the other day, kind of, I guess, showing, you know, her as a youngin. And based on that, and based on what you see now, you think she was ever, quote, under construction?
Yes, I do. I'm sure she's probably had some sort of surgery done. I know that's, you know, kind of expected nowadays. If you want to get famous, be famous, you got to have a certain kind of image going. And obviously, she is very popular with the younger people. I'm sure she probably did. You know, I think, you know, it's one of those things, what are you going to do? I would imagine most of Hollywood's filled with some kind of saline substance. Botox or saline, one of them. Okay, my question to you, it's been announced that Snooki from Jersey Shore, and I think a few of her other fellow cast members, are going to be on the Belle of Ball on the coming down of Times Square on New Year's Eve for MTV. What is your thoughts about having the Jersey Shore cast on there? I mean, they are kind of hot and popular right now.
I'm thinking they didn't do enough. I'm thinking that they should have put the entire cast in there and then let the ball go all the way down to ground, roll it out to the Hudson, and push it out toward the ocean and let it land wherever it lands. And hopefully, you know, let them be somebody else's problem.
Oh, God.
We get all fist pump as we watch the ball go off down the river. So, you know, that's my opinion. But, yeah, but a couple other things that we want to talk about here because we only got a couple of minutes. Some things coming across the wires. Of course, Katy Perry telling Ellen that she will be taking on Russell Brand last
year.
Got quite a bit on that. Taylor Swift telling People Magazine that she's going to celebrate her 21st birthday by staying at home and having a holiday party. How exciting is that for 21? I think Lola and I could both say on our 21st birthdays, we did a little bit more than Miss Swift there. And,
exactly. And you know what, Taylor? Need to hook up with Miley. FYI.
Yeah. Don't worry, just don't just don't smoke a bong again. Lily Michaels announcing that this upcoming season, the upcoming one of The Biggest Loser, will be her last. The replacement will be named in. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers out to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, who is said to be suffering from pancreatic cancer.
Yeah,
and,
very serious.
End on a note here today is that after discussing, I have big news about the show, and that will be is that January 10th, you will catch us. When, Lola?
On a Monday. Can you imagine that? Everybody, we are going to be on Mondays as well.
Yeah, Mondays and Fridays. So now you get two shows. So
You get double your pleasure.
And that, I am going to end the show because we're running out of time. So next week, I'm LeVar, and that's Lola. And
yes.
Thanks for
everybody, have a great weekend.